You're listening to Shtetl on the Shortwave on CKUT 90.3 FM. I'm your host, Tamara Kramer, and Shtetl is a Yiddish word that describes the towns where the Jews of Eastern Europe once lived. Shtetl on the Shortwave is a show about Jewish arts and culture in Montreal.
My name is Carl D'Souza. I'm with the organization called Jews for Jesus here in Montreal.
Okay. And what is the mission of Jews for Jesus?
Our mission at Jews for Jesus, we're an organization, and our heart's desire is to communicate, to bring the good news message that Yeshua, Jesus, is indeed our Jewish Messiah. So we want to bring it to our Jewish people first, and we also bring it to others as well, non-Jews as well.
Okay.
But our focus is to bring the gospel to our Jewish people.
Okay. And what's your personal story? How did you become a Jew for Jesus?
I come from a mixed background, Tamara. I mean, my father was Catholic. He passed away, but and my mom is Jewish. We come from a community, a small community called the Beni Israel in India and Pakistan. I was born in Karachi, Pakistan. My mom comes from a very traditional Jewish background. I was, even though I wasn't raised in a typical Jewish household, I mean, I wasn't raised with all the prayers and all, we didn't go to synagogue. I did know that I was Jewish. My grandparents were in Israel. My uncle was there. You know, we knew that we were Jews.
Would you mean you're kind of from more of a secular family? Or?
Right. It was non-observant, non-traditional family,
okay.
Jewish family. Raised under the British rule or British system, so in their school they heard the gospel. My mom was exposed as a kid to the teachings of Jesus, and I think she kind of knew that Jesus was the Messiah, but she didn't kind of know what to do with it in terms of her own Jewish identity. And I had an opportunity as a child to hear that message in various forms through my mom and through my dad. So they exposed me to it. I didn't quite sink in. I didn't understand what it was exactly about until I was about 22 years old, my last year at Concordia University. The context of how I came to believe it in Jesus, to be a Jew for Jesus, was I was at a point in my life where I felt uncertainty. There was instability in the world. There was chaos, not only in the world that I saw around me, but a chaos in my life as well. And I just, you know, I didn't know how to deal with the instability in this world. I had come across this TV show which talked about prophecy, talked about the end times. And this preacher on TV, he talked about all these signs and events that would happen that the Bible predicted would come before the coming of the Messiah. And I thought it was really fascinating, and I thought, wow, you know, this could this really be true or not? At the end of this show, this one particular show, he would make an appeal. Do you know, are you ready to meet the Lord? If he was to come today, would you be ready to meet him?
And what TV show was this?
It was on Vision TV. It was a gentleman by the name of Jack Van Impe. Now, I don't agree with him everything now today, but there's obviously things I do agree with him. But the way he presented it, that
it
the
spoke
Bible
to
is,
you.
it spoke to me that mm-hmm. the Bible is true. God knew the future. He wants us to know it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a plan and purpose as a goal. It's not just a cyclical or there's... And I felt like I had no goal in my life. There was no purpose for my life. I didn't know what my purpose was. For the next month or so, I'd be crying. It was like God was cleaning out all the garbage I put in my life. As tears roll by, oh dear heart, I know it's been a long time, and the pendulum swings so wide. I've been wrestling with the burning spear, with the burning spear. Don't wanna be like this another year. And finally, I did tell my family that I came to believe in Jesus, but they didn't quite get it. But one by one, you know, they questioned. They saw something had radically changed, and for them, knowing who I was, the way I handled life, I often was a guy who would explode. My brothers knew this. You know, I would lash out at them. I was a very angry kid. I would abuse them physically with my words. And they saw me just radically change. Something just...
Did the people in your family, like your mother and your brothers, did they consider themselves Jewish?
Yes.
They did?
Yeah, especially my mom. I mean, that's who she was. You know, we would not deny that we were Jewish. We would affirm it, but it wasn't, I don't know if it was a strong expression for us.
Like accepting Jesus or becoming Christian wasn't exactly a rejection of Judaism for you, because it wasn't really a big part of growing up for you. It was just something, you were Jewish, but you weren't a practicing or a traditional Jew, or right. It was just...
I didn't quite get what Judaism was, and I didn't quite get what Christianity was either. I didn't understand what God required.
And for someone who is very culturally Jewish, who did grow up in a Jewish home with a lot of Jewish traditions, or who might be observant on some level, what is it that they gain and what is it that they might lose by becoming a Jew for Jesus?
That's a great question. What do we gain? Something that nobody else can really, you can't buy, you can't earn, and that's a relationship with God, forgiveness.
Okay.
And that's a peace with God, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we all search for, real peace, inner peace.
Isn't that kind of saying that that Judaism doesn't offer Jews a way to have a relationship with God, that and a way to find forgiveness and a way to find peace, I mean, and to struggle with doubt? Why is there the assumption that a Jew would need to follow Christianity? I mean, I'm sure there's so many different ways to being close to God. So why would one want to negate that in the Jewish tradition?
The assumption is that Christianity is not Jewish. And mm-hmm. that with Jesus and his disciples, when they first preached that message, and they were preaching it to our Jewish people, some who believed, some who received that message, some who didn't. Some things that you could lose. Obviously, family. You know, you can lose the respect of family. You can lose the respect of friends. You can even be ousted out of the Jewish community. There's many different things that you could lose. What you can gain is far more than what you can lose. You know.
Okay.
But we are still Jews. We still identify as Jews.
Is that a big part of Jews for Jesus, like dealing with people who've been rejected by their family or their community because they're part of something that is not accepted generally in the Jewish community? Is that something that
something that we do have to face and have to consider? We come again. Families, how our families respond, you know, vary. Some say, "Oh, that's fine. If it works for you, it works for you." You know, some say that you're a traitor, and some will have a funeral for us. That's happened. Some have been abused. That's the reality of it, and it's often a misunderstood thing why Jews would believe in Jesus. Jesus made me more excited about me being a Jew.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to know everything. you know, why we believe what we believed. I wanted to delve into what mm-hmm. what the rabbi said and what, I mean, I just wanted to explore every angle of who I was, who God has made me to be.
Do you consider yourself a Jew or a Christian now?
Both.
Both.
There's a misconception. I think even not only in our Jewish community, but also in the broader public as well, is that you cannot be Jewish and Christian. They're two mutually exclusive terms. And that's a good question. I mean, the whole question of who is a Jew, I mean, we're still debating that in the Jewish community, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's still so many opinions. The rabbis will tell you, if you have a Jewish mom, you're Jewish. Others may say, you know, well, it's depending on your culture, your religious expression. If you're raised Orthodox or you're raised in a, you know, your faith is Jewish, therefore you're Jewish. For me, I've considered this question, I look at the biblical answer for that, and God just says, if you're a descendant of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, you're Jewish. That's mm-hmm. who you are. I don't believe it's a question of our faith. And maybe that would explain why we would consider a baby born to two Jewish parents Jewish, even though this child doesn't have any formed faith. There's no expression. He can't say Shema Israel Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad. He can't say those things, but yet we would consider him Jewish.
Like, if you're Christian, you've got to be baptized to be Christian.
Right.
You're not just Christian by being born to Christian parents. It's a thing that you... Well, you don't choose to be baptized, but...
Well, if you're baptized, doesn't make you a Christian. According to what the Bible says, the New Testament, and even our Tanakh, it has to be a faith choice. It was always a decision. We had to choose the God of our forefathers. It was a question of repentance,
mm-hmm.
a knowing that we had turned away from God, and a decision to turn back to him, and to believe and to accept that. And a child cannot do that.
Mm-hmm.
So every example in the New Testament was one of a decision to follow Jesus as the Messiah, and so that requires a conscious
decision. You have to decide that you right. believe in Jesus and then you're Christian.
Right. So
Judaism is more your ethnicity, and Christianity is your religion or your faith.
Right. To be a Jewish, well, Judaism is the faith of our Jewish people.
Mm-hmm.
As expressed through the rabbis and a lot of the traditional writings. Jewish identity, though, is you are a descendant, is one who is a descendant of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Mm-hmm.
We have Russian Jews in the community who come from a very, you know, communistic background, a very atheistic background. We have Jews who are atheists. We have Marxists. We have Jews who are conservative, traditional, some who are observant, some who are less observant,
right?
Some who eat pork, some don't. Mm-hmm. You know, we have a broad spectrum of Jews across the board, okay. And yet they're considered Jews.
Right. It's not what they believe.
It's not exactly. For to be a Christian means to be just a follower of the Messiah. And first believers, all the first Christians, were Jews. They expressed themselves in a Jewish way. If you read the New Testament. They kept going to temple.
Mm-hmm.
They were Jews. They said, our Messiah is here, and that's Yeshua, that's Jesus.